But it's time now we passed on to the third and last part of the lecture. That is to say, passed on to the four episodes from the Mahaparinibbana Sutta. These are, first of all, the episode of the mirror of the Dhamma, the episode or teaching of subjective and objective refuge, the episode of the untimely flowers, and the episode of the last disciple. There's time for only a few words about each of these. The first two episodes took place on the road to Kusinara. The second two took place at Kusinara itself, or rather took place just outside Kusinara. They took place in the Sala grove of the Mallas, a Republican tribe. They took place between the twin Sala trees. I'll have something to say about this in a minute. First of all, the episode of the mirror of the Dhamma. This episode involves Ananda, already a very familiar figure to us. In fact, all four episodes involve Ananda in one way or another, because Ananda accompanied the Buddha on this, his last journey. And Ananda was present at the Parinirvana. Ananda emerges from the scriptures, from the Pali scriptures, the old Pali text, as a very distinct, a very vivid, one might even say, a very lovable personality. He seems to have had a very inquisitive mind. And we see something of this in the present episode. This episode, by the way, takes place at a little place called Nardika, where the Buddha, he seems just stuck. We're not told exactly how long, it probably was no more than a few days, and we're told that he stayed at the brick hall. Apparently brick halls made of actual brick, were quite rare in those days, so it is especially mentioned that he stayed at the brick hall. And it seems that the Buddha had in that area quite a large number of disciples. So no sooner had they arrived, no sooner had the Buddha and Ananda settled down in the brick hall, then Ananda, who seems to be a rather sociable sort of person, not to say a bit of a gossip, went off visiting the disciples and was away for some time. And on his return to the Buddha and to the brick hall, he told the Buddha that a bhikkhu and a bhikkhuni, that is to say, a monk and a nun of the place, as well as quite a number of lay disciples, had all died. But he wasn't satisfied with just giving the Buddha this information. No, he had this inquisitive mind. And he wanted to know from the Buddha what their destiny was, where they'd been reborn, or even whether they'd been reborn at all. So the Buddha, and one can imagine him sort of heaving a sigh here, he tells Ananda what he wants to know. There's quite a lot of people died, so it takes quite a long time. But afterwards, the Buddha tells Ananda that it's really wearisome to have to tell him this every time somebody dies. So he tells Ananda that he will teach him how to tell for himself, so that he won't have to ask the Buddha. He will teach him, he says, the mirror of truth. Hold up the mirror and you will see the answer in the mirror, so to speak. Now, there's much that could be said about this mirror of truth, but tonight I'm concerned with another point. I'm concerned with the number of lay disciples who, according to the Buddha in that place, had become non-returners, once-returners, and stream entrance. It's really quite surprising. The Buddha tells Ananda that the bhikkhu as might have been expected, had become an arahant, so of course would not be reborn at all. The bhikkhuni, the nun, she had become an anagami, a non-returner. One lay disciple had become a once-returner, and one lay disciple had become a stream infant. And then there were 57 other lay disciples who had become non-returners. And again, more than 90 other lay disciples who had become once-returners. And more than 500 other lay disciples who had all become stream entrants, all in one place. And all apparently since the Buddha's last visit. So what does this suggest? Well, it's more than suggest, it's clear from this that stream entry, at least, is not such a very rare occurrence as is generally supposed. One can conclude from this passage, on the strength of this passage alone, in the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, that stream entry is well within the reach of the serious-minded practicing Buddhist, whether living as a monk, inverted commas, or living as a layman.